Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
They had a plan. We believed in their plan. You come back with no plan, no stadium, no jobs, no sense. We need to reopen this on behalf of the people of the city of New York.
Yeah! Al Sharpton introducing today's installment of the radio soap opera As the West Side Stadium Turns. Is the stadium really dead? Well, as you heard on our program yesterday, City Council Finance Committee Chairman David Weprin says no. The money blocked by Sheldon Silver was only the $300 million in state funding, which was only for the stadium's dome and not that much of the total cost, and that the Jets may go ahead with a domeless open-air stadium on the site, or that the city may come up with financing for the dome because it would be a good investment for expansion of the Javits Center. But is it that easy? We will ask City Council Speaker, stadium opponent, and Democratic mayoral hopeful Gifford Miller about that, about the Brooklyn Stadium proposal, and about his opposition to the mayor's trash plan for the city, which the mayor says he will veto. Can you veto a rejection? I guess we'll find out. Speaker Miller, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
All right. Do you agree with David Weprin? Is the stadium not really dead?
No. I think this is a Hail Mary pass after the clock has run out. And kind of a final convulsion, you know, that this plan is dead, and the mayor needs to acknowledge it and move forward with a positive plan for the development of these rail yards that give taxpayers the money they need and get us the housing we need.
The guest after you will be Stephen Spinola, president of the Real Estate Board, who's quoted on the front page of the New York Sun today saying, an open-air stadium without that dome is possible, and that several of his members, developers, have contacted the Jets about that. Would you oppose a Jets open-air stadium as heartily as you opposed the domed one?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it's an even worse idea. You know, now we're going to devote the entire thing to a 8 days a year and continue to sell a billion-dollar property for $250 million to a football team. It would make it a terrible idea, even worse. And you know, I think I don't take this too seriously, but what I do take seriously is that the mayor needs to move forward, because the MTA needs to cancel its contract with the Jets. They've now sold a $1 billion property to the New York Jets. There's nothing to prevent the Jets at this point, if they don't cancel this contract, from flipping this property, you know, to a developer that's prepared to do something serious on this site.
You think the Jets would go so far as to buy the property and then not build a stadium and then just flip it for a profit?
Well, I don't think that. I know that the Jets have a contract for the sale of this property, and that the MTA has the right to opt out, but the Jets do not have the right to opt out. And so unless the MTA opts out of this contract because of the PACB vote, the Jets own this property, and they own it. You know, and if they can't build a stadium on it, they can do whatever else that they can be given approval to do on it.
The MTA had a competitive bidding process. Do you think they could get more for it now than they could get yesterday?
I'm hoping you put quotation marks around the competitive and the competitive bidding process, because it was the most absurd bidding process of all time. It took 13 acres of valuable real estate on the West Side, and the only two people that bid on it were a football team and a basketball team. And that's because every major developer in the city was sent a very clear message. If you bid on this, you will never do business with the Bloomberg administration ever again. And so, look, what they ought to do is cancel this contract, reopen it, make clear that we want to see something positive built on this that is compatible with Lower Manhattan, that is compatible with the rest of West Side development, housing and affordable housing, hotels, which could complement the Javits Center, which is being expanded. And have a real open bidding process in which you actually have developers bid.
Speaker Miller, in your opinion, did Sheldon Silver do the right thing for the right reasons, or was he just stopping a citywide project for the parochial interest of businesses in his district?
Oh, I think, you know, clearly Speaker Silver did the right thing. Most New Yorkers.
For the right reasons?
Sure. You know, I think that he spoke about the financing problems associated with this stadium, and he spoke about the challenges that Lower Manhattan has faced and the Bloomberg administration's failure to take those seriously and to provide real leadership. So I think I think Speaker Silver did absolutely the right thing.
Remember, Silver's objection was primarily not the stadium itself. It was the 24 million square feet of office space for Midtown in the package that he felt would compete with Lower Manhattan's comeback. And there's something I'm confused about then, because didn't you, as Speaker, and the council as a whole, pass the rezoning bill specifically to facilitate that new office space without authorizing a stadium?
Well, look, I think that we can develop West Side and Lower Manhattan at the same time. I don't think that the administration has been committed to that. They've been focused solely on the football stadium. So I think in that sense that Speaker Silver is absolutely correct.
But then I guess Silver must have as big a problem with you as he does with the mayor, if you're committed to this 24 million square feet of office space, or if you voted for it.
Well, you know, I think that the Speaker Silver's problem is with the mayor, and well, I hope we're going to leave it that way.
Are you still, would you vote again for the 24 million square feet of office space?
I would. I thought the rezoning was the right thing to do. But I think we can work harder at finding ways to complement Lower Manhattan rather than compete with it.
For example,
we could actually get the Port Authority out of the business of redoing the redevelopment site. The mayor of the city of New York could not trade away our role in that to the governor so that the governor would support his football stadium. We could actually start prioritizing the building of all the office space down there. We should not be linking incentives to relocation for downtown to support or opposition to a football stadium. And we're talking about a very long time frame down the road, over which we're talking about the development of West Midtown. It's the next 40 years.
Do you think that the office space development in West Midtown can proceed without the stadium?
I do. But I think it's going, and I think the stadium actually is a real retardant on the development of an entire city. But my point more broadly is that we have to act to stabilize and support Lower Manhattan right now. West Midtown is a down-the-road economic development opportunity for the city.
Sheldon Silver thinks that's the biggest threat to Lower Manhattan redevelopment.
Well, I think that without real leadership on the part of the mayor, That's true. But if the real leadership on the mayor that's committed to Lower Manhattan, that doesn't, where he doesn't say Lower Manhattan is a secondary priority for me, really, whether in words, but certainly in actions, then if we had a mayor that was really committed to Lower Manhattan, then you could find a way to make them complement each other.
And he did say it in words. The mayor said Midtown redevelopment is the most important redevelopment facing the city. Let me ask you one other thing before you go. And that is, why are you for the Brooklyn Stadium, which, frankly, we get much more critical mail about than the West Side Stadium? Here's one email I got this morning from someone who knew you were coming on to talk about the West Side. It says, did you read the Metro section of the Times today? There's a glowing write-up about the Brooklyn Stadium plan, but it does not cover several of the very important aspects of this plan. The article glosses over aspects like the phenomenal height of the new buildings, the displacement of homes and successful businesses through eminent domain, the lower than best value for MTA land, sound familiar, and the non-transparent planning process. Does that sound familiar? I don't know if this is due to the Manhattan-centric attitude of the Times, he writes, or because Forest City Ratner is the development partner for the Times' new building, but I want to know how local politicians like Gifford Miller can be against the West Side but give a pass to Brooklyn.
Is that Dan, by the way, speaking of sounding familiar?
Dan, his name is Mark.
Okay, Mark. Well, look, there is certainly some intense opposition to the arena, and I understand that, but look, there's enormous differences between these two projects, and I think they point out the relative merits of both of them. In the West Side, you have money going directly for the construction of supposedly of the stadium itself. Not so in Brooklyn. Money is purely for the infrastructure. On the West Side, the money was being sent through by the mayor from a slush fund without any public budget process. In Brooklyn, it's going through the public budget process. On the West Side, there's really no community benefit whatsoever and no effort to reach out to community leaders and community groups in order to lay out community benefit. In Brooklyn, you're going to have the construction of thousands of units of affordable housing. On the West Side, there really wasn't a competitive RFP process. In Brooklyn, they have opened up for an RFP, which is going on right now, which people are encouraged to bid. On the West Side, they're locating a stadium three blocks from the nearest mass transit rail link. In Brooklyn, you're locating an arena on top of 9 different subway lines and 4 different bus lines.
And I have to let that stand as the last word. So you've made a case there for the Brooklyn Stadium, and we'll probably look at this in a longer separate segment tomorrow, the Brooklyn issue. But Speaker Gifford Miller of the New York City Council, mayoral hopeful, running in the Democratic primary. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on, Brian.